I'm pretty confident talking into a mic. Hey, I'm doing it right now. But home projects, I second guess everything. Is that noise normal? Is that water damage? Who do I even call? That's where Thumbtack comes in. Just upload a photo or voice note, and it uses AI-powered search to match you with the right top-rated local pro. So instead of guessing, you get clarity and can hire with confidence. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Autotrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on Autotrader. Really.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Cavaliers 2, Raptors nothing. Not the beginning of a game. It's the state of the series right now. Two more wins for the Cavaliers, and they advance to the dreaded second round of the playoffs. What happens there? Who only knows? But the guy who joins us right now on the Make It Right Call, Kyle Wright Hotline, will have some thoughts about it. He is the chief at HoopsWire.com. He's a Mike Florio disciple. That's what I called you earlier. He's Mr. Sam Amico. Hello, Sam.
Thank you, and I am honored to wear that badge as the Mike Florio disciple.
We've all been called far, far worse, man. We've all been called far worse.
Yeah, Sam doing the same type of stuff that Florio has done for years and both doing it extremely well. Last night, the Cavaliers looked like a team that the Toronto Raptors could not beat, Sam. Will they beat the Cleveland Cavaliers in any game in this series?
Well, I think it's a possibility. You know, the old saying is the series doesn't start until both teams have played a home game. So, you know, now that they're shifting to Toronto, I thought Toronto was more physical than game one last night. And I think part of that is, you know, they think that clearly that's how they've won this year. And I say that with great respect. Is they've played physical playoff-style basketball all season, and that's how they beat you. Now, is that something the Cavs are going to be able to overcome in a different environment? I would think so. At least one of those two games up there, just because the Cavs just, to me, they're just so much more talented offensively, could throw so many weapons at you. Last night, you know, the bench did not have a great game. I think it was, 46-15 or something outscored the bench. So, and the Cavs still won by 10. You know, so I just think once, if you have Mitchell and Harden and Mobley going and you get one other guy going like Max Strus did in game one, I just think as a series, that's just going to be too much for the Raptors to overcome.
Sam, Jared Allen played 25 minutes last night. Do you think that's matchup-based, or do you think that knee still might be bugging him?
I think the knee's still bothering him a little bit. You know, you see when it comes to the sidelines, a lot of times I'll see him sitting on the bench. He'll be getting treatment. I don't know that they're not, you know, that they've lifted that minutes restriction yet. So, you know, that's kind of right in there. And I think that the philosophy right now for the Cavs with Jared Allen is let's just use him as little as we can get away with. And you know, he had 4 of 6 shooting, 10 points, tied his playoff career high with 3 blocks. So he's still making an impact in those minutes. But yeah, I think the knee is still bothering him a little bit because not every time, but a lot of times when he comes out, you know, the trainers over there working on that knee. And I think it's something that he had said before the playoffs is probably going to last a little while.
Sam, the James Harden factor seems to be in effect through 2 games. What have you thought about the playoff mix with James added to this bunch?
Well, I mean, it's just he just gives you a different dynamic in the sense that he's really a pass first guy who can still put up 20, you know, and I think that that's just benefited everybody, where they now understand he's going to look to deliver the ball first. So I better be ready to shoot or be in position. You know, those lobs to Mobley and Allen a lot of times, but especially to Mobley, where Harden drives the lane and defenders. I watched some film of Harden the other day, and he just makes the right decision on every play. If he gets double teamed, and he's, you know, if he gets a matchup he likes, he drives to the basket, scores. If he gets double teamed or an unfavorable matchup, then he finds the open man in his shooting pocket, really. So I think that's been, you know, one big boost to an offense that was already pretty good, now is kind of elite because of him. But, you know, we saw defensively, we have five steals, four in the second half. So that's really, to me, where he's really making a big difference, because Toronto kind of forced the Cavs to play their game last night a little bit. And the Cavs were like, well, guess what? That's not going to work for you either. So I think that's been the very underrated part of the James Harden acquisition is, yeah, we now have a bigger guard who steps in passing lanes, can get steals and make big plays defensively in the biggest moments.
It's funny you brought that up, Sam, because that's what I watched too, is it felt like in the second half, all of a sudden, the Raptors were like, we need to dictate tempo. We need to play at our pace. This needs to get more frenetic. And every single time it felt like the Raptors started to get any of that together in the second half, it was almost like James Harden just grabbed the ball and went, nope, we are slowing this down to a crawl because you can't beat us in the half court.
Yeah, that's just it. The Raptors, again, succeed via chaos for the most part. And they're just not great in those half-court situations. And James Harden is very good. You know, one of the strengths of great point guards is they can control the pace and play either style. And that's really where he is in his career right now. And I think he even got in Donovan's ear a couple times and was saying, you know, hey, let's slow it down a little bit. These guys want it to make it frantic. Don't get caught up in their pace. And, you know, there's just so much communication between the stars that Kenny Atkinson talked about after the game that it really impacts everybody else. Like in the huddle, sometimes Harden will take charge and Mitchell will take charge. So you're right on, Dan. I think that there were a lot of situations last night where things could have gotten out of control that Harden and even Mitchell kind of just said, you know what, let's slow it down and beat them in the half-court game.
Sam Amico joining us, HoopsWire.com, Sam's website, where you can read great coverage of everything going on in the NBA. Before we get to Billy Donovan stepping down in Chicago, I want to talk to you about a couple of guys that are teams that might be a little behind right now. Pistons losing Game 1 at home to the Magic. We'll see what happens in Game 2. That one's coming up tomorrow. And then how about the Hawks getting a win at Madison Square Garden last night?
I love both men dearly, but J.B. Bickerstaff and Mike Brown, we've seen these kind of things in Cleveland. I don't even think it's their fault, the former Cavs coaches. But we saw that, you know, against the Magic with J.B., how that first-round series, everybody thought the Cavs would win in four or five, and it went seven, the Cavs having to overcome a 17-point deficit in Game 7 a few years ago. I think that those are good matchups. The Magic are a bad matchup for the Pistons because they're not your typical eight seed. Mm-mm. If they pull it together, you know, that's a pretty good team and a big team and a team that really, again, plays playoff-style basketball and defense all season. So, you know, I don't think that most people view that as your typical 1-8 matchup with the Pistons and the Magic. The Hawks, a little bit more of a surprise. But listen, nobody really talked about this. They were one of the best teams in the league after the All-Star break, had like the second-best record in the league after the All-Star break, the Atlanta Hawks.
After big moves, too.
After making some big moves, C.J. McCollum, Kent Glen Oak has been just, you know, kind of a throw-in.
He was
in
great.
This trade.
He was great last night.
He was really good.
And he's been fantastic. Yeah, he's been fantastic. So, in one sense, people didn't talk about the Indiana Pacers last year heading into the playoffs when they were one of the league's hottest teams. I think the Hawks are very, very dangerous for the same reason that the Pacers were last year. A lot of really good wings. They play very together. And clearly, you know, you can't say anything, but they've been very well coached.
I think the biggest story on the Western Conference side of things has just been the story of Kevin Durant and getting banged up. What is it, going after a loose ball is being reported, that he ended up hurting his knee in practice, and we'll see where it goes from there. How do you feel about that series between the Lakers with the basically LeBron and everybody else, and then here are the Rockets trying to match what LeBron has been able to do?
Yeah, they need Durant, and that's that. You listen, say what you will about Kevin Durant, but if he's missing games, you know he's really hurting, because I think he played, 79 regular season games? He doesn't miss games very often. So, to me, it's like, that's a big deal if this guy is hurt. From everything I've heard and read, his knee situation is very similar to Jared Allen's, that cost Jared Allen to miss, 4 weeks or whatever. So, last I saw it, as of now, Durant's questionable for tonight, but the knee is not right. I thought going into that series, if the Lakers got the Rockets, they'd have a shot, much better than if they were to play a younger team with a more athletic team like say Minnesota or you know, obviously Oklahoma City or San Antonio. That's where the Lakers are really going to run into problems. I thought they might, even without Doncic and Reeves, I thought they'd have a shot against Rockets, and if Durant doesn't come back, I don't think anybody sees the Rockets getting out of this series.
Billy Donovan resigning in Chicago today as head coach of the Bulls. You have a story on your website about it. Says he wants to keep coaching. Gee, at one point he was the leading candidate at North Carolina,
mm-hmm.
and now he's not, and he's looking for a job. He'll be hired this cycle if he wants to be, don't you think?
Without question, right away he's going to become a candidate in New Orleans, although I think they're probably leaning towards keeping James Borrego. But that search is open, and there's going to be some other
Milwaukee?
Milwaukee is going to be another spot, yes, absolutely.
That might make Giannis happy. Might make Giannis happy.
And you know what? That's going to be a big factor in who they hire. And this is a guy that's very well respected by not just, front offices, but players as well. So that might be a move the Bucks look at. Chicago right now, a story we also have on the website is that Mike Gansey, the Cavs GM, is a mm-hmm. candidate and interviewing for their front office job. So there's a lot of stuff going on there. Not a lot of it looks real good right now, which is good news for your Central Division opponent in Cleveland. Billy Donovan, he'll find a job. And there's even talk he could return to college at this point.
Sammy, thank you, buddy.
You're the man. Thanks, dude.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me. We will talk to you soon.
Enjoy the hoop.
Sam Amico joining us on the Make It Right Call, Kyle Wright Hotline. Again, hoopswire.com. Sam's website, hoopswire.com. Billy Donovan with Giannis.
Talk me into that. It'd be pretty easy.
Could you?
Oh, God, yeah. Billy Donovan knows what he's doing.
I won't try and talk you into it, but we'll discuss that and the rest of the playoffs coming up in a second. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. Browns are actually on the practice field. We're going to talk about that in a second. Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan in for Andy today. Meredith taking your phone calls, doing 2020s. She's doing it all. 216-474-0092. Before we get to the Browns, Billy Donovan, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Milwaukee Bucks. That sounds like a fabulous, fabulous combination.
Sign me up.
The question is this. Does Billy Donovan want to talk to Jimmy Haslam every day? Because Jimmy said he talked to Doc Rivers every day.
Well, isn't it now? Is it now someone else's turn to take over the organization?
The word out of Milwaukee is that the Haslams are angling to become the majority owners of the Milwaukee Bucks.
I mean, angling.
Which would mean Billy is talking to Jimmy every day.
Angling is one thing. Until ink hits paper, it's all hearsay. Especially when it comes to ownership situations. That for sure is ink hits paper.
That would be a situation if Billy Donovan were to be hired by Milwaukee that might make Giannis think, maybe I'm sticking around here. Then again, coach is one thing, talent around you is another.
Yeah, that's going to be their big problem. It seems like A.J. Green is a win. That's somebody that the Bucks might be able to build around a little
Kevin
bit.
Kevin Porter Jr.'s played really
Kevin
well for
Porter
them.
Kevin Porter Jr.'s played pretty well for them as well. We'll see what Miles Turner can do in a full season of Giannis. I don't know if that's a title contender, though. I mean, compared to what the Cavs have here, what the Knicks are able to roll out, even though they have no bench to speak of whatsoever.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really?
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Their starting five is pretty darn good. Same thing with the super, super deep Boston Celtics. I don't know if what Giannis is putting together can compete with that. Plus, the Hawks are on the rise. And Detroit. Sorry, forgot about Detroit until this moment.
Well, keep in mind, though, success in the NBA in many cases is fleeting.
It's, you know, true.
It's Golden State, not fleeting. That lasted a long time. Lakers always seem to be able to pull it off. I'm thinking back in the day more so. You know, you're able to sustain some things. But in this day and age in the NBA, teams change pretty quickly.
Right. And sustained success, say that five times fast.
Yes.
Is definitely something that requires a whole lot of patience and building correctly. And the problem with the Bucks is I just don't know where the offseason moves even are. I mean, they traded all their picks for Dame Lillard. Then they traded the chunk that they had to bring in Miles Turner. It just seems like everything might be completely tapped out as well. That's just, this is it. This is what you have. You've got to make this work. And maybe a new system does that. But everywhere Billy Donovan's been, there's been success.
Yeah.
And they've won, and they've overachieved.
He can coach.
They've overachieved.
Yep, he can coach. Does he want to talk to Jimmy every day? Might be something he has to think about.
I mean, that Bulls roster was a mess for a long time, and boy, did he get blood out of the rock on that one.
Yeah, and he's been around the NBA a long time now, you know, between OKC and Chicago, and he's become that NBA lifer coach.
Always shocked me that he never found his way back to college. I always wondered if he would find his way back.
Thought he was going to North Carolina.
Yeah.
Said it's Michael Malone.
I'm still fascinated by.
Yeah, that's an interesting
one. I want to see how that goes.
Well, if Michael's daughter wasn't on the volleyball team there, I'll bet it never would have happened. I mean that, because he was around, you know, he was going to practice.
Right.
They saw him there, and it's like, you know, he was at practice the other day, and he has an NBA championship.
Still, though,
let's call him.
There's something about hiring a guy just because he's already standing there that's, you know.
Well, if you're standing there and you're really good, that's two things.
I mean, I love Scott Petrak. I wouldn't hire him to be the head coach of the Browns. He's standing there every day.
I don't know. Scott knows his stuff.
Scott knows his stuff. Knows it's his not stuff. An insult to Scott. I just don't know if I'd hire him as the head coach.
He's standing out there right now as the Browns are on the practice field. Oh, glory be. Draft on Thursday. Oh, Dan, there you go.
No news is good news.
Here we
go. No news is good news.
What do you mean, no news? What? You just don't want to hear about an injury?
Nope. Okay. The only thing that you hear about coming out of these things are injuries. That's it. We are in that time of year, especially once we get past the draft. The only time you hear about the football team when you get past the draft is if somebody has been arrested or if somebody's been injured. No news is good news. No news is good news.
It is kind of fascinating to me, and I guess it's the time to do it, but that the NFL does all this right around the draft. You know, so part of the team's going in one direction, the front office guys are in another direction. The overlap to me is somewhat interesting.
Well, but everybody's in the same place because you've got the draft right around the corner. So you've got all the front office people there. You've got all the scouts there. You've got everybody.
Yeah. You know. So they can go out and look and see and think, oh, my God, that's our quarterback situation?
Our slot corner is who? Oh, no. Ooh.
We have what at wide receiver?
Maybe we should go find someone.
Let's get back in there. Did Deep Podesta leave any notes?
I mean, he might have, but, you know.
He might have.
We may have lit those on fire a good time ago.
He might have.
But, yeah, it's good to see. It's good to see all the quarterbacks here. It was good to see Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, and Deshaun Watson all taking reps. There was footage of them doing ball drills as well.
Where they
were getting hit with...
Were they running the 9mm?
Very much so. They're cranking. Hot news at 5.
Golly.
Fresh film.
Fresh film.
But no, it was all over social media sites. All the beat reporters had it of them doing drills and all that kind of good stuff. So it'll be interesting to see. I just don't know what you're really reporting back with right now. It's just everybody kind of shaking hands, getting to know each other, grabbing their playbooks, running a couple drills to make sure they're in one piece. No news is good news.
You want a good follow, go and look at our buddy Daryl Ryder's Twitter/X account. Daryl has all kinds of stuff up there, so you want to take a look. There's Deshaun Watson on the field, Dan. They're throwing footballs.
Both 11 and 11 sessions. This is courtesy of our buddy Chris Easterling. Both 11 on 11 situations so far have gone Shedeur Sanders first, Deshaun Watson second. Oh, my gosh. Who's tracking these passes? I need the pass track. Where's the completions?
You know, I've tried to avoid saying it for several days, maybe weeks, and I can't avoid saying it again today. Dan Lobby from the PlainDealerInCleveland.com, who Dan used to, I worked with Dan many years ago. He did some halftime stuff on high school football games that I was doing.
Very nice.
And Dan's a wonderfully nice guy. And Dan had the best line. Said, they're going to add somebody, right? Or are we really going to have this quarterback competition that they keep threatening us with? Well, Dan, by God, you're so far, it's there it is.
Buckle in. Have some fun.
Honestly, that's the best line I've read this offseason from anybody in any sport. And I keep thinking, yeah.
It's the most truthful one going.
There it is.
It's the most truthful one we've got going.
When Adam Schefter throws out the names Anthony Richardson, Will Levis, and Spencer Rattler as possibilities, I think, yeah, Dan was right.
Yeah, they're going to threaten. This is it.
We're not really going to have that one that they keep threatening us with.
There?
Yep. Maybe we are.
They were not feeding you a line. You truly are about to watch a lot of practices of this.
What do you think Todd Monken would rather do? Would he rather take Deshaun Watson and get him back to Pro Bowl caliber in the final year of his contract? Would he rather, and I'm being hypothetical here.
Of course.
Would he rather take Shedeur Sanders and turn him into the guy that so many people seem to say was a first-round draft choice last year? Or would he rather take Dylan Gabriel and turn him into a guy who can run the offense like a machine?
I don't think he cares as long as an offense is being run in a competent manner that could score points. Jeff, I honestly don't think he would care if you or I were the quarterback as long as we could operate the offense that he wants to see and score points. I think he truly is coming in with no notions whatsoever. My guess would be if you were to pin him down and go feet to the fire with it, he would say Shedeur Sanders just because he knows that Shedeur will be on the roster next year, or Dylan Gabriel because he knows that Dylan Gabriel will be on the roster next year. I said, you know, Deshaun, yes, under contract, but it sounds like probably won't be on the roster next year. So I think that's the way that he's looking at it, is, okay, maybe if you are truly going to go feet to the fire with me, it's going to be those two guys. But honestly, I don't care. As long as I can run a competent NFL offense that can score 24 points a game and be able to turn around and lean on my defense from time to time, success.
See, this is one of the things about this situation to me that I think is good. Todd wasn't tied to Deshaun Watson when the trade was made.
No.
He wasn't tied to the drafting of Dylan Gabriel. He wasn't tied to the drafting of Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
He can come in here. And I think ownership is to the point where it doesn't matter. I think Andrew Berry is probably to the point where it doesn't matter. Todd, coach one of these guys up to the best of the ability that you have and that they have, and whichever one is the best, start him. And I think, which is great, and I honestly think that's a really good thing.
And if you walk in and go, all three stink, okay, fine. Then in 27, we will get somebody in here that you don't believe stinks.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the truth of the situation we're in.
Or if you think one is okay, and then we get to the end of the season, and they look like they were Sam Howell in his rookie season with the Commanders, where he played a lot, threw a lot of passes, led the league in passes, and was okay, but not good enough, and you get Jaden Daniels.
Just run a functional NFL offense. I mean, that's pretty much all I'm asking of this team. Just please watch a watchable, functional NFL offense. I can't watch any more of 11 people who look like they all met each other in the huddle trying their best. And that's what I felt like I was watching at one point last year. It's like this was 11 human beings that we got together and said, okay, football, go get them.
Browns are on the field right now in Berea. And Shedeur Sanders, Dylan Gabriel, Todd Monken expected to speak after practice. My guess is that'll be in the 2 o'clock hour. And that means you'll hear it coming up after our show, with Jonathan Peterlin and Nick Wilson coming up on Afternoon Drive. Guardians got beat up last night.
Yeah.
One of our favorite pitchers got beat up a little bit last night.
Yeah.
It's not a problem, is it? Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it's really refreshing!
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here, and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.